From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan tonight, according to both the Associated Press and the Reuters news agency, the Taliban are fleeing the capital city, Kabul. If the reports are true, this development would cap a string of victories for the Northern Alliance over the Taliban militia. The rebels are now reported to be in control of much of northern and western Afghanistan. The Northern Alliance has been helped by U.S. airstrikes on Taliban frontline positions. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, for the moment, the United States is depending on the rebels to do much of the fighting in Afghanistan.
Where the Northern Alliance rebels go, so go U.S. pilots. Pentagon officials say yesterday's U.S. airstrikes were directed largely at Taliban forces around Kunduz in northeastern Afghanistan, just where the Northern Alliance forces were yesterday fighting their fiercest battles. In an interview, Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz said the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan now is essentially to help the opposition forces there take on the Taliban troops rather than have U.S. soldiers fight them.
We'll do whatever we need to do at the time we need to do it, but I think the focus of our strategy now clearly is on enlisting as many Afghans as possible on our side to do their work and in the process help us achieve our objectives.
For the moment, the approach seems to be working. Northern Alliance fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, captured the key town of Mazar-e Sharif last Friday and since then have forced Taliban troops to retreat from other important areas across the north and west of the country.
The rebels have the most at stake in this fight, and whenever possible, we should let people who have the most at stake do it.
Retired Army Colonel Robert Killebrew, a veteran military strategist, says the U.S. plan in Afghanistan makes sense, but he warns it's also risky. Once U.S. commanders make common cause with the Northern Alliance rebels, he says, the United States becomes wedded to Northern Alliance goals.
It happens in this case that their objective is the overthrow of the Taliban and some kind of more moderate government in Afghanistan. That necessarily becomes our objective as well.
Over the weekend, Secretary of State Colin Powell made clear the United States would prefer that the rebels not attempt to take control of Kabul. Another reality is that the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan cannot proceed according to a timetable, as most operations do. Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz said the United States doesn't really have a detailed military plan in Afghanistan. The U.S. approach there is simply to assist opposition forces achieve their objectives, and for this, U.S. commanders must improvise along the way.
That is the plan, and it is a plan that looks for opportunities, it looks for creating opportunities, it looks for exploiting opportunities, and that means you have to, on a daily basis, assess where those are, where the level of effort should be increased, where maybe it can be shifted. It's a strategy rather than a blueprint.
But for this strategy to work, Robert Killebrew argues, the United States needs to know exactly what it wants to happen in Afghanistan and where, so U.S. commanders know if and when they have to break ranks with the rebel groups and go their own way in Afghanistan.
It's absolutely essential that both you and your ally understand what your common objectives are and where they diverge, so you can make allowances for the divergences as you march together down toward the major objective.
U.S. officials insist they understand this. Paul Wolfowitz says there is a difference between supporting the Afghan rebels and depending on them. At the end of the day, Wolfowitz said, we're not going to depend critically on anyone. We will do what we need to do. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.